sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, September 8, 2025 edition. Making MERS News Service quote of the day on Friday is freshman U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin from Michigan. And it's funny because why do Democrat women feel they have to swear in order to make a point? Governor Gretchen Whitmer, back in 2018 and again in 2020, ran on "Elect me governor and I will fix the damn roads." That was her campaign slogan. Well, U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin, in a speech to the Council of Foreign Relations on Friday, said, "We need to get our ass in gear on the tech arms race." What was she talking about? Well, basically, she wanted to butch up and make herself sound, I guess, like a truck driver in swearing while giving testimony in her speech. Now, I'm not going to belittle her intelligence background, being part of the defense system in her previous life, but this is what she warned the Council on Foreign Relations. China is rapidly becoming the United States' greatest threat because it's winning the technology race just as the United States won the space race and nuclear race decades ago. Slotkin suggested that we need a new Manhattan Project of 2025, bringing together the brightest minds of a generation to adopt technology to suit the U.S. military. We need to be innovators with artificial intelligence and to better protect our citizens from internet hackers and scammers. In laying out her vision for the United States foreign policy, Slotkin noted that Michiganders aren't talking about missile defense, nuclear weapons, and major terrorist attacks. They're talking about treating economic security as seriously as national security. However, they do want their government to better protect them from potentially losing everything. We need to get our ass in gear on the tech arms race, particularly in using artificial intelligence. A and we need to protect Americans at home from these new threats. We do that, we have a good shot at protecting American security as well as prosperity going into the future. The speech was one of three that she's given so far this year, in which she laid out a broader vision on the topics. Back in April, she wanted to lay out a war plan to defeat President Donald Trump's agenda. On June 26, she laid out a new vision for the Democratic Party. No sacred cows in rebuilding the middle class. Well, Friday's speech was specifically about policy, not partisan politics. And she said she's ready to work with anyone who wants to win the technological race. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing on with U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin. She said, if Congress was healthy, we'd be setting this up right now. In this new era of economic and tech warfare is our citizens who are now serving on the front line. And they're under attack. Whether it's the Chinese government putting malware into the United States water treatment plants, or, quote, hacking every single cell phone in America, end quote, the United States is facing homeland attacks, and AI, artificial intelligence, will only make it worse. The U.S. senator said a new cyber national guard needs to be deployed to prevent or respond to these attacks. She also suggested equipping and resourcing the FBI as well as the Department of Defense to take down their operations abroad. So what she's basically saying, we need systems in place for both the FBI and the military to be able to take down China's operations that they are currently using against us. Slotkin went on to say, if a cyber attack in the United States causes the same damage as a physical strike, we need to treat it as an act of war. You see, one of the things you have to understand, folks, one of the biggest threats that we have, and to my knowledge, we don't have any defense for it, EMPs. If we got hit with an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse bomb, it could literally fry our entire electric grid. Our electric grid is not protected. To my knowledge, we don't have anything protecting it. If I was President Xi of China, that's exactly the first thing I would attack, was our electric grid. You shut down our electric grid, you fry computer chips in our cars, our cell phones, our computers, and turn off our electricity, it's game over. Just look what happened in northern Michigan those couple of weeks when we got hit with that major ice storm, what, the last week or so of March? We were devastated. Gas stations couldn't pump gas. ATMs stopped working. There was no way to do any commerce there for a couple of days. Sheboygan, I was told, was a ghost town because we lost power. The other component to this, computer chips. You get electromagnetic pulse bomb that fries computer chips. These new vehicles, they're 4,000, 5,000 pound bricks. They're not starting. They're not driving. They're not going anywhere. All of the computerized systems that we operate with, water treatment plants, sewage treatment plants, the list goes on and on and on and on. This is one issue, one subject. I absolutely agree with U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin. This is something we need, and we need it now. And we need to be able to go on the offense. I agree with her. Equip the FBI and the Department of Defense to be able to take down their operations abroad. Prevent them from attacking us. We are at war. It's only a matter of time. It's going to happen. And you know your little portable generator? You think, no problem. I'll just run my generator. Where are you getting the gas? unless you're warehousing a ton of gasoline on your property, that generator is not going to run for very long. Gas stations will be shut down. This is going to be apocalyptic as to what will turn out in the world, in the United States, the economies, the stock market. This is going to be unseen territory. This is going to be end of the world kind of stuff. And she's talking about it. Now, it's kind of interesting, too, because she put out this other speech earlier in rebuilding the Democrat Party. This is kind of interesting the way she worded this. Back in June, U.S. Senator Lisa Slotkin said rebuilding America's shrinking middle class means luring industrial jobs back to America and preparing kids to work in those jobs through policies driven by political leaders of all partisan stripes who don't take corporate PAC money. The economic war plan Slotkin laid out was given to the Center for American Progress Action Fund, which focuses on rebuilding systems like immigration, sky-high price prescription drugs, and not nibbling around the edges with small fixes. There should be no sacred cows in this vision. It starts with the Democrats going on the offense, not sitting back and admiring a problem. No more navel gazing. Democrats need to make a commitment to work for the middle class as opposed to lobbyists and special interest groups. She made a football analogy. No team in history on the field or in Washington, D.C., has ever won a damn game without going on the offense. There she is, swearing again like a truck driver. We need to offer a different vision and demonstrate an affirmative, positive plan for the country. That's our responsibility, and that's what this moment demands of us, the Democrat Party. The rebuilding starts with elected leaders who are not beholden to special interest groups, not beholden to corporate political action committees. These interests steer their attention to niche issues as opposed to issues that the middle class Americans face. Not being able to afford a house until they're 40, not finding a job that allows parents to provide for families. For starters, she said. Slotkin said that she's never taken a PAC check. I don't know if that's true. I haven't looked at her campaign finance reports. But if she said it, I'm thinking that's probably the truth. Because that would be something you could very easily look up. Well, she wants to ban all politicians from being able to do the same. She also wants to ban members of Congress from being able to trade stocks and cryptocurrencies. So Americans know that politicians are not personally profiting from their insiders' access information. The idea is not only to make members of Congress less beholden to special interests, but to regain the confidence of the public, who she said expects that politicians rig the system for themselves. Well, the middle class doesn't have a lobbyist. They don't have any super PACs. They don't even have a corporate PAC. But they should have within the Democratic Party. We need to refocus so that our elected leaders, both Democrats and Republicans, focus on middle class issues. We need to own up to the role that money plays in politics and gut it. Well, Slotkin went forward and offered some solutions, which many said felt like a State of the Union speech given by a president. A true public health insurance option that any American can use. Well, what that is, of course, is government health care. We need an all-of-the-above energy policy. Whoa, that's interesting. You mean get away from electric vehicles? We need to also declare a housing emergency and start building 4 million new homes. Who's going to pay for that? You want the federal government to do it? Okay. No cell phones in K through 12 classrooms. I'm all in favor of that. And lastly, ending tax breaks to big companies that pay employees so little that they need to go on public assistance. Okay, that one I have a major problem with because you don't understand micro and macro economics. Corporations, big companies you're referring to, Elisa, they don't pay taxes. Any tax breaks they get are passed on to the consumers who buy their products, goods, and services at a reduced cost because they're not paying taxes. Now, if they're not paying their employees enough and they have to go on public assistance, those employees need to find a new job. No full-time person working a job should have to go on public assistance. If you do, find another job. There's plenty of them out there. Help wanted signs everywhere. I drove into Traverse City the other day from Antrim County with a mission in my mind. Count the number of now hiring or help wanted signs from basically the middle of Antrim County on US 31 all the way into Traverse City to my doctor's appointment. You know how many signs I counted? 17. That 25-mile, 30-mile drive down 31, starting basically in Elk Rapids, going into Traverse City on the west side, I have to admit, west side of Traverse City, 17 help wanted now hiring signs at businesses, on billboards, everywhere. If you're listening, you're working full-time right now, and you need to go on public assistance, welfare, quit your job today. Go out there and start talking to these people who have these help wanted signs up. That's ridiculous. I just wonder, do you think Elisa Slotkin is thinking about running for president in 2028? Because some of these talking points, I mean, she said this back on June 26th. No sacred cows in rebuilding the middle class and the Democrat Party. U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.